This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Teresa of Avila. How do saints start being saints? Are they just born good and stay close friends of God? Most of us take our first step toward God when we learn to control ourselves. For Teresa, victory came after many years. Love for Jesus became her strength, the sole purpose for her every action. Teresa was born near Avila in Castile, Spain, in 1515. The marriage of King Ferdinand and Isabella had earlier united the Spanish kingdoms of Castile and Aragon against the Moors who had conquered the country. As one in a family of 12, Teresa had heard from her friends stories about heroic saints who suffered death at the hands of the pagan Moors. She was so impressed by the fact that these saints were in heaven forever that one day 7-year-old Teresa and a younger brother decided to leave home and travel to where the Moors were so they could be martyred and go to heaven. Fortunately, an uncle happened to see them and took them both home to their disappointment. Teresa was very attached to the Mother of God. When she was only 14, her earthly mother died, and Teresa asked Mary to become her own spiritual mother. Although Teresa was a good girl, she started reading the popular romances of the day and began to develop the attitudes of their characters. This worried her father, and he decided to send her to a convent school for girls. But she did not stay long because she became sick and had to return home. While she was recovering, she became interested in the spiritual writers, particularly Saint Jerome, who influenced her to become a nun. She left home again to be admitted into the Avila convent of Carmelite Sisters of the Incarnation. Teresa made her vows 1 year later when her father gave his consent. In those days, the Carmelite order permitted its sisters to be visited daily by their friends and family. They could even leave their convent during the day to visit others. For those who wanted it, the convent provided an easy, sheltered life with few responsibilities. Teresa had a warm, loving personality, which attracted many friends to enjoy her company. As the result of spending many hours with them, she found she was spending less time in mental prayer with God. Even though she tried to change, her mind seemed more interested in how much more time she had left before she could stop than in her prayers. Finally, she decided to stop all social visits. God rewarded her by giving her special graces, mental visions, and communications. But Teresa was aware that the devil sometimes plays tricks, which had happened to several pious women she knew. She tried to discuss her gifts with several holy people to ask them if they were really God's favors. Word soon spread, and rumors started among the nuns that she was having visions, hearing voices, and was probably confused by the devil. A priest friend advised her that she should ask God every day to direct her to do what was most pleasing to him. God continued to love her more. During prayers, she was sometimes lifted up by God off the ground toward the cross as he lovingly drew her soul and body toward him. God made her his spiritual spouse, and during a vision allowed her heart to be pierced by an angel. She made a solemn vow to return his love by doing only those things which seemed the most perfect and pleasing to God. At the time of her death, Teresa's heart was found to contain a long, deep mark of scar tissue. During all this time, Teresa was a nun for 25 years at the convent in Avila. The convent consisted of 140 sisters, most of whom were quite content with the relaxed religious life it asked of them. But one day, Teresa's niece, who was herself a nun, suggested that perhaps if a smaller community of sisters were formed, it would be easier to live a more perfect way of life. Teresa welcomed this suggestion as a sign from heaven, for she replied, "Experience has taught me what a house full of women is like. God preserve us from such a state." The necessary approvals by the bishop and others were obtained through friends, and work was started. But there were some who felt the present comfortable way was being threatened, and she was criticized by her fellow nuns, the nobility, the city officials, and the townspeople. Teresa continued in her resolve, however, being always charitable but firm. An approval from Rome arrived which stopped the protests and permitted a small convent to be completed and dedicated to Saint Joseph. Four nuns were accepted, but before Teresa could move in, a crowd of angry townspeople arrived with hammers and tools to tear it down. Only through the intervention of a sympathetic priest were they persuaded to stop and return to their homes. Order was finally restored, and after 4 months, Teresa was allowed to enter her new convent to live in what she said were the most quiet years of her life. The convent of St. Joseph was called Reformed because its members followed almost perpetual silence and almost complete poverty. The nuns wore habits of coarse cloth, abstained from meat, and wore sandals instead of shoes. For this reason, they were called discalced, meaning without shoes. The prior general of the Carmelite monks inspected the new convent and was so impressed that he gave Teresa full authority to start other Reformed convents as well as 2 Reformed houses for men, one of which would include the holy Saint John of the Cross. He would later assist Teresa at her first convent in Avila, where she would be made prioress. But the Carmelites in Italy, fearing that they might also be reformed, found supporters in Spain who replaced those who favored Teresa's reforms. Saint John of the Cross was put into prison, and Teresa was told to choose one convent in which to live, but that she could start no others. But again, Teresa's friends helped her and talked directly with the Spanish king, Philip II. He sympathized with the reform movement and saw to it, in 1580, that both the reformed and non-reformed religious orders would exist separate and free from each other. By that time, Teresa was 65 years old. She had founded 17 monasteries for religion. Just 2 years later, she died and was buried at Alba de Tormes. Her body has remained undecayed to this day due to God's sustaining love. Teresa was given great natural talents. The sweetness of her temperament, the affectionate tenderness of her heart, and the liveliness of her wit and imagination, combined with an uncommon maturity of judgment and common sense, gained the respect of all and the love of most. She stood up when necessary to high church and civic officials, and would not give in even under criticism. She wrote her book, Autobiography, and the great spiritual works, The Way of Perfection and The Foundations, for the direction of her nuns. Her interior castle was written to help everyone. These works and her own life examples earned for her the title of Doctor of the Church. Mental prayer is a habit which we develop because we love God. We must try to talk to God many times during the day, and, like Teresa, we cannot allow other things to take away our time with Him.